Look how mad he is already. We're not even trapped
worked
in
up about it. Yeah, I haven't gotten worked up about anything in a while.
Yeah.
We see a woman now, we just go like, what the fuck was that? And you're like, your bones get softer too, right? You got a soft bone?
Soft bone, yeah, chin. Don't worry, we have a blue chew in it coming up.
Yeah.
Tell 'em, Steve Dave.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of Tell 'em, Steve Dave, with me, Bri, and Walt.
Hello.
And get 'em.
How you stankin'?
And Walt, when Q can't make it, and this is one of those weeks, what better fill-in than the Maverick himself, Ming Chen?
Hello, everybody. This is Ming Chen. I love, so if Q can't make it, I'm the backup, the pinch hitter.
Sunday couldn't make it either.
Oh, yeah. Sunday couldn't make it. Okay.
No, I'm kidding. You're our first choice.
I'm third string.
No, I'm only teasing.
I was surprised Ming wasn't invited to the New Jersey roast, being the Maverick.
Oh, yeah, the roast of New Jersey that Q went to? Yeah, did you get an invite?
No, I did not get an invite. No. I heard about it. I was told about it. Was not invited to it.
How come?
I don't know. I guess I don't have those chops.
Oh, you got those chops.
Well, I thought you meant like to be in the audience. That's really what I thought you meant.
No, I meant to perform.
They didn't even offer me a free ticket. That's how far off I was.
Wow.
What were the benefits that came along with being the Maverick, aside from the plaque? I got
a trophy, and then everyone calls me the Maverick now. That's the benefit, man.
That's the benefit?
Thanks to you guys. You guys popularized the term, so yeah.
Fresh off the cruise, the VSQ cruise.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was fun. It was fun. It definitely... you guys were missed. You guys were brought up multiple times.
Yeah,
you think those guys would come on the next one? You have a lot of fans there. There's a lot of Tom Steve David fans. A lot of ant shirts. A lot of ants.
What were some of your duties while on board? Did you have any set? Because and I talked to you before you left. You said you didn't really have any firm scheduled events or anything. So what did you do to pass the time or earn your?
My keep?
Your room and board.
So I didn't have any responsibilities. It was awesome. It was awesome. Didn't really get roped in anything. And my job was to go to as many scheduled events as I could.
You're like
photos.
Kim Kardashian. You just need to show up. You don't have to do anything. You just got to be there.
Oh, it was great, man. It was getting get free shit. Yeah.
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 It was pretty awesome. Free shit too?
I mean, I got free cruise, a free $3,000 cruise. That was
nice.
Yeah. I can't complain about that. Yeah, they had 13 guests there, so they didn't need me. They didn't need
Still
me.
Still brought you anyway, though.
They did, so
you had some value, man.
I guess either they wanted to make the boat look full.
So you were a sea filler.
We need one more guy.
It's a lifeboat filler.
We need one more who's guaranteed to show up and not say no and do whatever.
Did you do any karaoke? Nothing?
I did karaoke, I did that. And I mingled. But it was very much Kim Kardashian. It was pretty awesome. I get it.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's great work if you can get it, right?
Yeah. But whenever I ran into Tell 'em Steve Dave fans, like, how do we get Walt on the next one?
Really?
How do we get Walt on the next one?
See, I feel that's why I cannot go to any of these things like the VSQ Cruise or Q West, because I keep the mystique alive that way. Like, if I never show up, then there's always the clamoring. But if I show up, then
are you officially declining Q West right now?
But then they're like, if I come, then the mystique is shattered. Then they're like, oh my God, I asked for him to come countless times, and this is what he's really like when he's at an event. Yeah, this way, I keep that mystery and that kind of and that vibe going of like, one day he'll show up and it'll be amazing.
Right.
But if I do show up, it won't be amazing. So it's like I have to not show up.
Right.
Yeah. And that's the key.
That's how you get people to keep liking you, by not interacting with
them.
Yes.
Mm. But we were trying to think of ways to get you on there. Okay. Like what would get Walt Flanagan on this boat?
Let me guess. Somebody suggested drugging him like B.A. Brock.
Well, so I was just going to say to Mr. T.
I was like, we don't have to fly. These guys are driven down to Florida. That's not really a problem. But I was talking to our friend Savan. He's like, I got it. what if they came up, they let him MC game shows on the phone? You could bring your, all your own games.
Yeah. What? So, yeah, so then it becomes a real job. Yeah. Then. It's not, I want the Ming Chen fucking gig where I just show up
and not do anything.
I have to, no responsibility, and I can really, leave whatever
you
I want.
You do like Family Feud, you, no, all these, no. Get him Tration, no. Take over the boat.
Get him Tration.
No, thank you. That's like more work that I'm doing right now than it sounds like.
Yeah, I guess so. But that somebody came up with that. I was like, yeah, that he might go for it if you got no. the MC.
I can't. I just have to never show up to any event, and that just keeps the excitement, you know, at a fever pitch.
Yeah, well, good thing,
and the anticipation.
Yeah,
that I might just do it one year. Next year's the year.
When we had what was it? What were we celebrating that day that we went down to Kevin's theater?
Oh, that was curator's event.
Curator's event. That's right. Yeah,
and extravaganza.
Extravaganza. Yeah, like there's one where you showed up, nobody expected it.
Yeah.
Then you were in and out.
In and out, yep.
Well, you weren't trapped on a boat for 4 days.
No Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Oh, you get Wi-Fi in a boat.
Yeah.
Oh, you tell me you know, or you never get Wi-Fi. That's why you don't answer my messages.
I just tell you that because I don't feel like answering about the yarn lady and your battles about the thermostat in the hallway.
That's a great excuse. I didn't want to pay $200 for the Wi-Fi package. That's why I didn't. That's why I was out of communication. Yeah, but you guys were missed, so it would have been nice to have
that's
you guys.
That's nice
on there.
To hear. It's always nice to be missed rather than the opposite, where they're like, "I'm so glad they're not here."
Yeah, I did not hear that once. So,
what else is going on with Ming Chen?
I think that's it. Doing cons, podcasting.
I thought you were slowing down. You haven't slowed down at all.
I slowed down a little bit.
I did not slow down.
I don't think I'm going to be going to as many as I did last year. I did 37 last year.
God
damn it. And it was a lot.
So what are you planning on this year then? If you did 37 last year, what is your...
Maybe 20.
What are you up to now?
I did two.
I count the cruise, though, as an event, though. You can't say...
Yeah, no, that counts. That counts. Okay, that counts. Yeah, that definitely counts, yeah.
You did more than two
so far
in 2026.
Two...
You did more than two weekends where you were away.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, so what are you talking about? Yeah,
yeah. That was Albuquerque. I did the cruise. I think that was it. Maybe there was one more.
You were at Smog Castle the other day, I saw.
Yeah, that don't count.
Okay. Still wasn't home for the weekend.
That don't count. So I think I've been to two or three. I might be missing one in there. But yeah, it's good. You know, that means I get to be here more with hanging out with you guys. I've been here a lot.
That's
it's been
why,
great.
Well, that's why I'm fucking holding your feet to the fire. Because I'm like, you said you're going to slow down, and you're still not around.
Yeah. Well, I'm here, and happy to be here.
Now, do you miss it? Because you were like, you were going hot and heavy for years.
Yeah.
So do you miss it now, like the slowed down pace? No, not really.
He's not slowed down, though. He's still going like a mile a minute. How is this slowing down?
Well, he's
down
only
for
been
him?
To two or three
yeah,
events.
Yeah, two or three. Yeah, two or we're three in
events
March.
In as many months. Yeah, like he was going every other week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you
sometimes
miss it?
More.
No, it's nice being back here. It's nice hanging out with you guys. It's nice being on call as a third stringer.
Now, was this your decision solely, or was there any, spousal input?
No, not at all. I'm sure my wife likes having me home more, but.
Sure about that?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, but there was never, as I kept going, there was never any pushback that I was gone too much.
Wow.
That's an understanding wife. Debbie Chen is something else, huh?
She is. She is.
Like, I couldn't get away with that.
You couldn't?
Nah.
Really?
Like, being away that long. Like, I never bring her ever. 37 weeks out of the year, nah, she wouldn't like that.
Wow. Ming was in the air for 10 days in 2025.
Yeah, if you added up all the flights, all the hours,
it's been
10
time.
Days total.
93 flights.
That changes your... your body, though, when you're in the air that much,
probably not good for you. Yeah.
Right, like it's like being in space.
Yeah, you get exposed to a lot more radiation,
and like your bones get softer too, right? You got a soft bone,
Chin. Don't worry, we have a blue chew in it coming up.
Yeah. TESD. Yeah, what am I looking at here? Get him brittle bones, osteoporosis.
Oh, OPLL, apparently. It affects Asians.
Really?
The same thing I
What's
had.
What's OPL? Yet. Oh, you're ailment.
The ossification of the posterior ligament.
All right. I better watch it. Yeah. Keep my neck
you
up
start
straight.
Losing feeling in your feet and your penis. And
where does the radiation exposure come from?
Is that true?
What?
And the little get him also
it,
went
It affected your penis?
Oh, yeah. I was losing – yeah. I was dribbling. I was
not like a DEFCON 4 situation.
I think so.
If I don't feel it, it doesn't exist.
I can't see it. I can't feel it.
But no, the radiation comes from space.
Oh, just
because you're that much closer, and you're the aluminum isn't that much of a shield,
right?
So, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
That's why pilots don't get it to opt out of the scanning at the airports because they get exposed to so much radiation while they're flying.
All right. So no X-rays.
Well, no extra X-rays. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. I'll start. I better watch it then.
It's too late for you.
Yeah, it's
your bones are soft now.
It's been fried to a crisp.
Yeah. Ming, talking about flying.
Yes.
It's rare that I read a headline and I get a smile and I'm like, yes, finally.
That rarely happens.
Yeah. United finally implemented a ban on people listening to their devices without headphones.
Thank God.
Is there any bigger asshole on earth than a person who goes to a restaurant or in an airplane or a train or any number of public places, and they don't use buds?
I think it's one of the worst things you can do in public, yes. It's beyond annoying. I'm not easily annoyed, but yeah, it happens every so often.
I didn't realize this was a big issue
out there. Yeah.
Really, I've never been exposed to somebody who listening or watching something that was so loud that I was like, oh my God, what's with this guy?
It's not that it's loud. It's just that it's there.
Yeah, it's distracting, and if you get a couple people doing it, you know, everybody's doing it.
Like the people who sit there and hold their phones as they're talking on it because they're on speakerphone because they can't just hold it up to the ear. They got to do that. Keep doing this.
Yeah, because everybody wants to hear their fucking conversation.
Yeah, and you're trapped in a metal tin can.
Okay, I can see it on an airplane, but like when you're out, like these guys aren't on airplanes. Where is this happening that you're so annoyed?
I'm going on airplanes. What are you talking about?
Well, not that many, not as many as Ming Chen.
No, I'm no Ming Chen, that's for sure. Yeah.
What about him? What's he been on one airplane in the last like 15 years when he went to QS?
QS, yeah.
So what? He had one irksome.
He doesn't like it when people do it in the office.
No, I just don't like it like when I'm shopping. It's Like you're just like you said, like they're carrying on full conversations about people that they hate and stuff, and it's just you almost want to join in just to get them to realize what they're exposing everybody to.
Yeah, but with all the technology out there, you could get Raycons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love my Raycons.
Yeah, you get $5 earbuds from the convenience store.
And, I mean, Christ, they give them to you on the airplane.
Yeah, they give them to you on the airplane. So.
I read a short article about a lady who was kicked off an American Airlines plane, I think, because she was playing her phone.
Yeah.
And her defense was, this was only my second warning. It's like, you're a fucking adult, for Christ's sakes. You shouldn't have to be told once.
No.
That's common courtesy.
Yeah.
But if you are told once, turn it the fuck off.
Yeah.
And cut the shit.
I agree. I look how mad he is already. We're not even trapped.
I get worked up about it. Yeah. I haven't gotten worked up about anything in a while.
Yeah.
This is it.
I love it. Like, this is what I'm here for.
Yeah. I feel I have the ability to drown it out.
Yeah, not me.
Yeah, I can't. I don't think I'd even notice it. It's probably going on all around me, and I kind of just like, just like close my ears to it.
They got to you, man. They have you hypnotized. Sound of their fucking.
I don't know if it's hypnotized is the right word.
Mesmerized.
No, it's just the. I don't know. Yeah, I just don't. If I don't want to hear it, I don't. I can not hear it.
Yeah, but like on an airplane. It's pretty quiet on there. You hear the drone of the plane, but it's very noticeable and it's annoying as hell.
Yeah.
I find
there's enough noise on a plane as it is.
Yeah.
We don't need to hear competing YouTube or whatever.
Yeah. And I'm surprised it took this long to go into official policy, but
well, they don't want to offend anybody.
You don't want to offend people that do it.
Yeah. Good on United, though. I hope this spreads to all the other airlines. I'm sure it will.
Other airlines should follow suit.
Yeah,
they're going to ban them.
The passengers,
it's going to happen. Throw them on the no-fly list.
Yeah, they should be on the same list as terrorists, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I was wondering on the way in, Walt, I'm sure you see this guy, the dude dressed up like Statue of Liberty. And
The tax guy?
The tax guy.
Trying to get people to notice the tax company he's promoting. Yeah,
he has an arrow.
Yeah.
And on the arrow, it says file today. And, you know, he's sort of pointing it in the general direction of the tax place. As an advertising medium, how effective do you think that is? How many people walk in and like, hey, I saw your guy and I need to file my taxes. So one plus one.
The conversions, I have to think, are pretty low. I don't think it would sway. I think it would actually like deter me from going to that place because I'm just like, this is cruel and unusual fucking punishment, I think. Because the guy can't sit down, apparently, or he's allowed to sit down for like a second or – I think there's rules that you have to be moving and holding a sign to be on that corner for that long.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very unusual tactic that I'm surprised has been adopted by so many businesses. Like yes. Furniture stores going out of business to use it. Any number of places I've seen utilize the like they must go to like the methadone clinic and be like, hey, do you want to hold a sign for like 8 hours?
Yeah, I think you're right.
You know, for $20.
No experience necessary. We take all criminal records.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think that I would not guess that place was reputable. And because it is cruel. Like, I mean, today it's beautiful out. For some reason, it's 70 degrees out today. The sun's out, shining. It's great here. But there are many days when that's not the case. And you see these people out in like 20, 25 degree weather, freezing their asses off.
Like a foam costume of the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, like the foam hat, like little hairband thing.
Yeah, and they can stop to take a drink, but they have to be like as long as they're moving their arm, you know, some sort of gyration movement.
Mm-hmm.
They're technically, I think, able to stand there with a sign. You can't sit with a sign, though. You have to be standing. This is weird New Jersey law.
I mean, the only reason they make laws like that, right, is because too many people were sitting down?
I really don't know. I don't understand all.
Oh.
For those that don't know, we're showing the day in the life of the office coach where I was out on Route 36 with an arrow pointing to the TSD General Store.
What was your conversion rate, Gideon?
Zero?
Yeah.
Negative?
Yeah, how many people came in here and bought hats and Baron pop figures?
Look at them
Hot
go.
Pal.
You liked it, though. You're out there.
Having fun.
It was the middle of summer, though, believe me. When that camera went off, he collapsed.
Oh, he's dancing? He's kicking up
his
heels?
This is the era of getting when he could dance.
Yeah.
I'm getting back there slowly.
What about when you were directing traffic and doing kung fu?
I couldn't do that because that would scare the horses. Any large sign would have scared
But
the
was
horses.
It inclement weather when you did that?
Like I was out there rain or shine. Directing traffic.
And the thing, like, I mean, it's good if, like, if you have an intersection, you can get a couple people to see it. It's great, I guess.
We're lucky
for the most
here.
Part, people are speeding by at 50 miles an hour. Like, what'd that say? Where am I supposed to go?
So with you slowing down now, Maverick, would you maybe pick up a couple weekends and a Statue of Liberty foam costume?
You're going to dress as a butterfly. Why not?
Between then going back to cons?
Yeah, you wouldn't.
Well, it's a tough choice.
It's easy, though.
Sweating my ass off, spinning a sign, or getting treated like,
treated like royalty at a con where people are bringing him drinks and stuff.
Yeah. I don't know, tough choice.
Well, is it? I didn't want to ask the tough question.
Okay.
And you can decline. Okay. Is the slowdown like your choice, or is it the cons being like there's just not as many cons nowadays?
It's mainly my choice. There's definitely no shortage of conventions out there.
Really? There's still like – I would think that window's starting to close as the hobby starts. I hear it's struggling.
It's not struggling. There's actually more competition.
I don't mean con-wise. I'm talking about comics and
– I think comics, sure. But these conventions are all pop culture cons now. So as long as there's movies and TV out there.
And the guests are a big draw too, right?
Yeah, and there's more competition now. Since Hollywood's kind of dried up, there's no work. You'll start seeing names like Susan Sarandon and Gina Davis
And that hurts the Mavericks fucking asking price. You got Gina Davis who's like, I'm willing to come to a con now. And you got, well, let's see. We got the, for the budget. Can we budget a Maverick when we got Gina Davis?
Yeah. If you got Thelma and Louise versus.
She's like a triple threat.
Versus Ming Chen and Mike Zapsik. That's really no competition there, unfortunately. Maybe if we drove a convertible off a cliff, maybe then, but yeah, I don't think.
Let me check my spam folder. Maybe they didn't invite it there.
Actually, yeah, some of these names are getting bigger.
And does that irk you when you see those big names show up?
A little bit, yeah, where, you know, a year or two ago, you're like, man, you were too good for this. Oh, now you need to pay your mortgage and pay your butler. And
you just need a gas money, and they're fucking, this is butler money for them.
Taking
money out of your mouth.
Yeah, I got to maintain my Cybertruck, like all this. Yeah, it's tough, man. It's tough.
Speaking of Mike Zapsik,
I've seen him. I've been by the store.
And still, everything's great?
Everything's good, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I think
the other
week he seemed especially happy. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, those guys are mad at you, aren't they? He thought after I think that one pot, he thought you guys were mad at me, so that made him happy. And I was like, all right, whatever makes you happy, dude.
He thought that TSD was mad at the Maverick?
Yeah.
What made it, gave him that idea?
I don't know. I guess someone must have.
Gave him bad intel?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah. I know there's ants out there that do feed him.
Oh, sure. Intel. Yeah. Sure. Yeah, yeah. Mole. He's a
double agent.
You got to hear what they said about you this week. Yeah.
Oh yeah,
you didn't like set him straight though. Didn't say like why are you playing into that? You're letting him believe that we're mad at you.
If he's happy and
happy Mike.
Happy Mike.
Happy Mike. Yes. Mife. That's exactly it. Yes. My
that's
Zapsik.
A Freudian slip.
Definitely is. But yeah, if he's happy, I'm happy. So,
really?
Yeah.
Wow. What kind of mindset do you have that if Mike Zapsik's happy, you're happy?
Listen.
I'm trying to think of the circumstances.
What is it now.
What kind of fucking hamster wheel is in that cranium? That's all it takes is to know that if Mike's happy, he's happy.
Checking his Facebook and shit, so you know what kind of day he's having.
Everything good? Okay, good. Yeah.
Deb, we can breathe now. Mike's okay.
He's in a good mood today.
That tickles me a little bit.
It was like that with you for a little bit. It was like, oh, man, the devil's lost. I can't go in the store today.
Yeah. You would avoid me if the devil's lost? You really thought that I would take it out on you?
He was lucky.
You'd be in a bad mood when you were really – yeah,
What year was this?
Like, every?
No, but
– the devils have been bad for over 14 years.
That still puts you in a bad mood.
Pre-2010, pre-Kolachuk. Yeah, you
would be like, they won last night. I'll go into the store. Or if they lost, like if they, I'm not going to go into the store.
If they lost, I knew if I came in before like 1 – like I might hit, you might be moody, and then afterwards.
It might just be because it was before 1, and I was still fucking tired.
Sure. I noticed there was a little.
Wow, that kind of upsets me though that I was that out of control that that like
you were
irrational
scaring people off.
Like they avoided me because the devil's lost.
Amongst other things.
Yeah, there was a period.
Is that your mindset when I'm pissy to you? Or you're like, the devils must have lost last night?
Oh, no, something.
Any number of things.
I just knew it wasn't my fault.
Oh, yeah, you're fucking blameless.
Yeah, right?
Have you been listening to the pod?
Oh, yeah.
Did you listen to last week's?
Why were you guys talking about big tampons? And yes.
Oh, you just listened to the fucking title. You just read the title. You didn't listen to the episode.
I listened to it as much as I could on the way over, about 20 minutes.
Oh, so you didn't get into it. Okay, all right.
You guys, listen. How can you avoid it? How can you avoid it?
Avoid what?
Him.
Oh.
There's a breakdown, Ming, at the end of the episode of Gidim and his psychological.
He got a 1984 psychological evaluation.
All right.
Yeah, so we're calling to try and adhere to the doctor's orders.
Yes.
from 1984. They've been ignored for fucking
for this many
50 years. Yes. So I feel it's time that somebody at least take
these measures,
like the recommendations from the doctor, to actually implement them. Right. So that's what we're trying to do now.
Good luck. Good luck.
It's going good.
Really?
Yeah. Get him. I had him over to the house the other day just to come over.
Okay, and you actually called him and made
sure. Wasn't a bird in your flu? Nothing like that?
I picked him up. You know, okay. Chilled out.
Set time.
Yeah, we had a conversation, right?
Okay, no falling.
Hung out with your wife?
Yeah.
Wow. All right, no falling asleep in the car outside. That's okay.
I fell asleep.
when he was there?
I was laying down on my daughter's. He was actually making a crib for me. Not for me, okay. But for my grandson.
Yeah, he was putting it together.
Now it's all making sense.
And I laid down on my daughter's bed. I fell asleep.
Because you had Teddy with you.
I had Teddy laying there. I think Teddy started snoring, and next thing I know, I'm snoring. And, and then it was like, it was 2 o'clock, and all of a sudden it became 6 o'clock.
Get him. Good conversation. Is it time to take you back to the office?
You feel better?
I know I feel better. Yeah. Good job, Getem.
I try.
How do you do with the crib? Looking good?
Absolutely exquisite. And we would only put Oliver in a crib built by Getem Steve Dave.
Really?
Yeah, for fear that any other slack-jawed yokel putting it together, you know, wouldn't put as much time and that little extra elbow grease and making sure the nuts and bolts are tight.
Nice and tight, right.
Attention to detail, yeah.
Yep.
All right, Getem. Did it.
Good job, Getem.
Getem, while you're working on that, did you have time to solve the mystery of the missing dish soap?
No, I did not.
What was that?
I've heard this around that Getem left his dish soap in the women's room.
No, I didn't leave my dish soap.
What?
And then when it was gone, he freaked out.
So
okay, explain.
Okay, so the men's room only has a what is it, that like the hand operated sink.
Yeah, it's a dispenser.
No. The sink itself. You gotta like constantly run your hand.
It's a motion.
Yeah.
Motion.
Yeah. The ladies' room, on the other hand, has handles.
Right.
So when you want to like wash dishes or something, you can turn the hot water on and you get
or
hot
clothes.
Water.
Or your body.
Hobo bath.
Okay, understood. So you can keep the flow of water going.
So you get a hot water. So I have my own dish soap, but I know other people go in there and wash dishes. Or used to go in there and wash dishes.
Okay.
So I decided, I'll say, let me just leave like a 99-cent bottle of dish soap in there. Because there's also – there's hand soap. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's hand soap. And I was like, let me just leave some dish soap.
Yeah.
So I left some dish soap.
Thinking about the other residents of the plaza besides himself.
So not forgotten. Selfless. Left there on purpose.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. I even wrote second floor ladies room on it in a Sharpie marker.
It's very generous of you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Within 24 hours, it was gone.
Wow.
Stolen.
Wow. So back up. You're allowed in the women's room?
I go in there after 10 o'clock.
Okay.
I always knock. You know, if I don't see – if the light's off, I go straight in. But if the light's on, I knock. I go housekeeping.
Housekeeping? But it's not inaccurate.
No.
I'm washing things.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
But, you know, just so that
– Right.
Housekeeping.
Yes.
And
– Hola.
Yeah, as long as nobody responds, then, you know, I go in.
Okay.
To his defense, though – there are – now that the Yarn Lady's gone, it basically is a fucking all-dong action at the airport plaza. The like, generals. We see a woman now. We just go like, what the fuck was that? Like, it's been so far.
There's one lady that works downstairs and that's it.
Yeah, like we don't see many women up here.
Right.
Yeah.
So my question is –
it's all hot dog action.
How did you find out that the sinks in the women's room don't automatically shut off?
Because I went in there one time because the men's room was – the lock was broken on the men's room.
Okay.
So we had to go into use the ladies' room if we had to use the bathroom.
Okay.
So
this was sanctioned by the building.
Well, not by the building. Building.
Oh, you were like, I gotta go. I gotta go.
Nature calls.
Okay.
And you know there's no women in the fucking building.
Right.
There's like
you wouldn't go in.
I'm
bullshit. Bullshit.
There's only one restroom in this building?
There's the men's room and the ladies' room.
Right.
But it was unusable because we couldn't get in. The lock was broken.
But that's the only set of restrooms in this whole
– that we have access to.
Yeah, there's another restroom on the other side of the building, but we don't have a key to it though.
No, I think – yeah.
They kept us away from it for some reason.
Yeah. Well, I think that's for that side of the building. Like the sticker guy used to use it. The tax people downstairs use it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I love – like you've basically set up an office and they're like Fonzie and shit in the ladies' room.
All the graffiti on the wall, up your nose with the rubber hose.
Yeah.
Was it stick it?
Yeah, sit on it.
Stick it.
Well, so are there any suspects? Because aren't you kind of like the security guard around here now?
We now have a new security guard.
Like a real licensed and bonded
security guard? I am licensed by the state of New Jersey as a security guard, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you certain that license hasn't expired, especially
– I renew it every 2 years.
I know, but if they knew your health conditions, there's no way they'd fucking license
you.
They would revoke that shit.
There's
so
no physical requirement?
No. It's a knowledge requirement. I can move. It's a knowledge requirement. You have to go through 24 hours training every 2 years.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Is that all online, I imagine?
What do you mean?
Mm-hmm. The training?
No, you have to go into a class.
Wow. And what's the class like?
It's just a lot of it. Most of it doesn't apply to you.
If a train leaves the station at something.
No, it's like the last one, it had modules on like how to tell if a cargo container's been tampered with.
Oh, really?
And stuff like that. Yeah.
It's all common sense, you feel?
I feel, yeah.
You ace
and it. Number one, it doesn't apply to me, but yeah.
Why doesn't it apply to you?
Because none of my security jobs involve shipping containers and checking seals and stuff like that. I never know.
You don't want to like.
I'd love a nice dock job. Those are.
Really no show
dock job.
You want a no show dock job?
He's already got a no show here. How many no shows does he need?
He's mobbed up.
But you actually have to go again this year.
You will fail it. Shamble in over here like, oh my God, we cannot with good conscience give this guy.
Did his check clear? Okay, he's good.
Is there like an exam at the end?
Yeah. It's so easy.
Okay.
Yeah. The initial one was pretty tough because you have to go through, I think it was 48 hours of work, which is why you don't want to let it expire, because if you let it expire, you have to go through all that all over again.
Yeah.
So I've had it active since like 2012.
Wow, and do you get a certificate at the end?
You used to get a card. Now they don't do a card. It's an online.
Okay.
So, which is upsetting because that actually helps sometimes.
Right.
Because it's issued by the state police, so I could use that as ID for like the 6 points of driver's license.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you hear the collective I'm almost falling asleep here.
There's a real security guard here now.
Yeah.
And do you get along with
a real security guard here. Perpetuate lies.
Well, I do walk the floor, and yeah.
So did you?
Oh, so you were referring to yourself. There's not somebody else who also does.
Well, now there is.
Oh,
okay.
But going back to the dishwashing,
yes,
and the investigation. Who are your leads? Like, who are you targeting? Do you think Flo just took it on her way out?
She's for sure he would have a cork board up here with the yarn and everything. Yeah.
But to me,
I don't have access to yarn anymore.
Yeah, the yarn lady left. She took all the yarn off our cork board. She's like,
I used to pull out of her trash. Now there's none.
But let's say the yarn lady kind of in a state of emotional distress, you know, she's retiring after 40 years in the building, was like, you know what? I'm taking this just because I need to take something. I need this. I need this feel like I'm getting over on the man.
Like when people steal office supplies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Would it be that big a deal? Let her have the dish detergent.
Or maybe she came back and as revenge she took it because she's like, where's my sandwich board?
She had just asked. I would have told her. As soon as Q said, take that sandwich board, I was downstairs.
Yeah. You can't really bitch and moan if someone steals your fucking plant or your dish detergent because you're fucking taking sandwich boards left and right.
There was
every sandwich board that's on the front, you're like, you're eyeing up is like, I'm stealing it.
There was a note on the plant that said it belonged to the suite.
In business for a long time?
There was a note on that plant and the guy ripped the note off.
Oh, was that the one that said I have a home or whatever?
Yes.
Oh, and he took it off and stole your plant?
The dentist on this floor took the plant.
Really?
Yeah.
No idea.
When I found out he took it, he was like, can I keep it? Do you want it back? I was like, yes, I want the plant back.
I would have been like, keep it.
Yeah.
Just take it.
Yeah,
wanted it that bad. He was probably going to give it a lot of love, more attention than you do.
Because the person who took the Linzicato, they killed it.
Oh, God.
Not the Linzicato.
I don't mean to be mean. Like, you've been awesome. You're a great guy, but I think you're killing the vibe of the show. We got the Maverick here, and he hasn't even spoken because you're going on about plants and fucking nonsense.
Okay, fine.
Let me see if I can liven it up with a spot.
All right. What do we got this week?
Oh, Ming, you're going to be happy to hear this. We got Squarespace.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. Building websites.
Yeah, I know that you you use Squarespace.
I do.
Remember you used to call Eric Square Dick?
Yeah,
Eric. Yeah, when's the last time you called your brother, like, Square Dick?
It's been a while. The cubicle.
You should just text him. Hey, what's up, Square Dick? Yeah, just to see what he says. See if he's like, aw.
Damn it, I thought he'd stop calling me that.
No, I think it'd be heartwarming. He's like, oh, my God.
Does Pam bro. And Edgar know you call him that?
I don't think so.
He called Pam. People liked it when he called Pam the other day.
Oh, yeah. We love Pam. Author.
And what was the reason why he was Square Dick?
I have no idea. Because it just rhymed with Eric.
It doesn't rhyme with Eric.
A little bit.
What? What planet?
Yeah, not at all. Eric Square Dick. I mean.
Duh.
Okay, so I just texted him what's going on, Square Dick.
I mean, doesn't have the same ring as, say, SpongeBob SquarePants?
Oh, no. Eric Square Dick? Yeah, it doesn't Eric rhyme at
Square
all.
Dick. Eric Square Dick. Yeah, I guess the K rhymes.
The K, yeah. Right. Just because they both end in K.
That's a stretch, though.
All right, I stretched it.
There's some poet over there, isn't it?
What am I going to rhyme with Eric?
Professional writer. Leave him alone.
Wow, this fucking Jim Morrison. Fucking, and now there's Brian Johnson. Yeah. American poets. Both.
Maya Angelou.
Square Dick Johnson, the cubicle.
Let's name a rest stop after him.
Yeah, but Square Space, not Square Dick.
Not Square Dick. Square Space. They give you everything you need to offer services and get paid all in one place, from consultations to events and experiences. Showcase your offerings and customizable website designed to attract clients and grow your business. Get paid on time. Do you get paid on time, Ming?
I do get paid on time.
All right. That's thanks to Squarespace with their online payments. Plus, streamline your workflow with built-in appointment scheduling and email marketing tools. Every dream needs a domain, Ming. You had a dream.
I did.
What was your dream, Ming?
My dream overall in life?
Yeah.
Besides playing in any number of professional sports.
Really?
Sure.
Wait a minute. You had a dream of being a professional athlete.
Don't most paid? Guys?
Yeah, but
midget wrestling.
Midget bowling. What year did you hold that dream on?
Like, you know,
did
you when give you were it younger, up? It was say ages 6 to 12, maybe.
Even at 12, you're under the illusion that you could be a professional player.
Hey, you know,
in what league?
I'm about to hit puberty. Maybe I go play.
Oh, okay. If when pube hits,
all those hormones.
You're going to turn into a 6 foot.
Yeah, from
225 pound Adonis.
Yes. That could hit a 99 mile per hour fastball. Yes.
So when 14 came around and you looked in the mirror, were you like?
When I tried out for the high school baseball team, and I didn't come close to making it. Yes, that's when the dream died.
What was your attributes? Like what were your good qualities as a ball player?
I thought I had some speed.
That's, you thought,
yeah.
Until you raced some of the other players on the team.
Yeah, okay. They were taller and faster than me.
Longer stride.
That's what I blamed it on, sure. Yeah,
and your parents, you should have blamed it on. Yeah. It's not our fault that you're not.
Right, that I'm not genetics. Superiority, yeah. But,
that's all right. So you abandoned the pro athlete dream. What's your next dream then?
I mean, next one was to be rich and famous somehow.
You're well on your way, right?
Halfway there. I mean, at one point, you know.
Oh, it's a podcast studio?
The trajectory is looking pretty good for.
You were on the right track.
We were on a track.
You're on a track.
We were on a track. From, you know, say the years 2012 to 2018, it was looking pretty good.
But, but as soon as AMC said, then you had to abandon another dream fucking goes to bites the dust.
Yeah, then
all right. So what's the third dream?
Then
now?
You're old.
This
now.
Is the third act.
Which is now what Darren used to call when he was into the Amway stuff. He didn't call them dream stealers. Like if you weren't into the same
dream killers.
Dream killers. We heard that term firsthand. Yeah. Dream killers.
So what's Ming Chen's new third act dream?
The third act right now is just. Get out of bed every morning and
it's gone from fucking professional athletes and now just getting out of bed. That's not Ming Chen. Are you suffering from depression?
No, but you know,
that is not the Ming Chen, the maverick. I know that now. His dream is to get out of bed in the morning.
Now it's getting a little late in the game to.
This is a hard 51. The past 10 years, he hasn't been fucking around. He's been out there partying, living the life.
Yeah. So what? There's no. Mountains to climb for Ming Chen?
I mean, I would love to be back on TV again.
Are you making any movements towards that, though?
Not really. It's tough, though. You know.
But you got to do something. You just can't be like, oh, one day I'll be back on TV. I'm not going to do anything.
Wait, what? That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
What's the last show you
pitched? It worked once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worked once. Why not again?
Wow.
These kind of do seem like a little bit of vapid dreams, though.
I
just want to be rich and famous.
Compared to, you know, curing diseases.
There's no path to it.
Changing. Yeah. No, I hear you.
It's all fluff.
Yeah.
Because then when you gain the fame and fortune, you realize it's empty. I don't know if anybody's told you that who's famous and rich.
Yeah, is that why you developed a drinking problem?
Yeah, that cured everything.
Oh, there he is. Michigan.
Yeah. Did you just AI that right now?
Yeah.
That's great, man. That, I mean, I get the body there of a baseball player. Just like, you don't have to be – you just got to hit a baseball and field really well.
Remember, you have a – at least in that picture, you have a Kirby Puckett-type body.
I do.
Yeah. Not in real life, though. You need to put on a little bit more muscle mass to get that Kirby Puckett.
Start lifting. Start taking that protein powder that Gettem's taken.
Or do we have if he ever gets out of jail, I'll hook you up with a guy I know in downstairs who might be able to get you some good steroids.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's what you need. You need to roid up, man.
Yeah. At this point, that's it's the only way it's going to happen.
That'd be a good idea.
Yeah.
Squarespace.
That's right. Okay. Yes.
Squarespace domains make it easy to find the best name for your business at one fair, all-inclusive price. No hidden fees or add-ons required. Every Squarespace domain comes with advanced privacy and security tools included to ensure your domain remains online and protected. And with their collection of cutting-edge design tools, anyone can build a beautiful, professional online presence that perfectly fits their brand or business. Start with Blueprint AI, Squarespace's AI enhanced design partner. Oh, how do you feel about that, Ming? Some people are very anti-AI.
What's your feelings on AI? I want to hear Ming Chen's feelings.
It can be useful. It's going to kill a lot of jobs.
You think so?
Yeah.
Overall,
is it good? I don't know. I mean, we were kind of warned about this in 1984 when Terminator came out and no one's listening. So ultimately, I think it's going to...
Now, people say that. Now, I must have missed a portion of the movie because I don't remember anybody talking about AI, like making... Like Ming Chen look like a baseball player now being as dangerous as a fucking murdering cybernetic robot.
That, to me, isn't the same threat level. They didn't really touch on that when they're talking about Cyberdyne. I mean, maybe that's how Cyberdyne got started. They were doing memes and stuff like that. But
what can we do, though, to save the writers of Hollywood from having to fucking be, you know, the threat of AI writing movie scripts?
I don't know. I think it's too late.
It's too late.
And it's too late.
Genie's out of the bottle.
Yeah.
Toothpaste out of the tube.
As a podcast studio owner, have you found that it impacts your business in any way?
Only positively.
Okay.
Yeah. So far, all positive. You know how you write the description of the episode every week? Mm-hmm. Just throw it through AI and it spits it out in like 2 seconds. It's made it easier.
You're doing it?
Easier.
What, write the description?
You're writing AI. You're letting AI write the description.
No, but yes,
I could, I guess.
A lot of people are. Most people are doing it like that.
It would probably take me longer to figure out how to do that than to just write it down.
Yeah, that's true.
I've been seeing commercials on Pluto for podcast studios.
Yeah, the one in LA.
Have you considered something like that?
They're nice. They're expensive, but...
No, I mean like a commercial, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
I would love to have a commercial on Pluto.
If you need a director, this man right over here can direct a commercial like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, it would be cool to have on like the Comedy Channel, like while I'm watching Three's Company.
I think Pluto is probably a little bit more your price point.
Yeah, I think so.
Rather than Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Do you own the rights to the price point?
Yes, he does. I'm sure AMC wouldn't even remember it.
Yeah, I'd be
very surprised if it was an injunction issue.
Yeah, do we bring back Price Mike for this? The pitchfork. It could work.
Ming, you know what you got to do?
What do I have to do?
You got to go to checkout squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use code TESD. To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain using code TESD.
Well worth it. I highly endorse this product.
Yeah, you like them. You're still using them after
still
all
use
these
them,
years?
Yeah. Yeah, I need a quick website. Didn't want to spend a lot of time building it. And yeah, had it up in like a couple hours.
All right.
Yeah.
How many websites you got now?
I think one, like two or three, not that many.
That you monitor daily?
Yeah.
That get traffic?
Yeah. Yeah, not like the old days where I was responsible for.
Hey, if now you're going to have some free time. If we both of us, you know, went back and were like lobby for our old jobs back at VSKU, you think the what do you think the interest level is? And we come in with we'll do it for half the price we did back in the day.
We're going desperate.
It would reek of a little desperation, but we did good work back in the day.
I thought we did. I think great we could still be assets at half the cost.
At half the cost
now, half the price. Same amount of work, half the price.
Would that mean, I guess, if people that are doing our jobs now get ousted?
Yeah, would you do it just for spite, a spite job?
Who's doing your job?
They got multiple people that are freelancers.
I think it's AI part. At this point.
Yeah, yeah. Probably AI at this point.
So. Sorry, man, you can't come back. Well, you're in.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think that would mean whoever's doing our jobs currently
okay.
Especially right. If we're coming at half the price, we lowball it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got to go in and we got to have a power meeting.
They would definitely be like, what is going on here? What? Why are they trying to infiltrate this company?
Yeah. It's like,
work on your elevator pitch.
Yeah. There would be a degree of suspicion, I'm sure.
Why? Why is it like? We just miss it. I miss going to Red Bank every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The traffic, the people. Yeah. It's great.
Remember that guy, Doc?
Yeah.
What was his real name?
Which Doc?
He was a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
What was his real name? Remember who I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
You remember his real name? We could tell me off mic.
No, I don't remember the name. I just remember the discussions I used to hear.
All right. Sorry. Squarespace.
We're done with that.
Oh, we're done?
Yeah, we're moving on.
Yeah, build your website.
Yeah, we're moving on to Blue Chew.
Oh, we actually do have Blue Chew.
Yeah, we do have Blue Chew today. You know what time it is, Ming. It's time to level up. And Blue Chew just dropped something crazy. Next level championship belt, gold-plated energy. Blue Chew Gold is the newest innovation from the number one chewable ED brand. This ain't your grandpa's little pill. So it used to be your dad. Now it's your grandpa. You used to be like, hey, this ain't your dad's little blue pill. Then they changed it to grandpa to make it seem even less cool.
Well, yeah, that's even more, ancient than... It's even more of a, like, you know, grab you by the face and, like, be like, hey, wake up, stupid.
Right. This shit you're doing is archaic. This is the 4-in-1 beast that's setting the gold standard for performance. We're talking two ingredients for blood flow to keep that rocket pumping. Apomorphine and oxytocin to turn up the arousal and connection in your brain and body. Blue Chew Gold dissolves under your tongue and works in as little as 15 minutes. That means you can get it on quicker and stay in the game longer. Elevation without hesitation. This is peak passion and peak performance in a single tablet.
What else could you ask for?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. How do I get this Blue Chew Gold?
Ming, I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
You can go on Blue Chew. Where is it? Here? Hold on a second. 10% off your first month of Blue Chew Gold with code TESD. That's promo code TESD. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast.
Yeah. All right, Blue Chew. Would it be detrimental to your health if you, like, took too many Blue Chews?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Well, anything can hurt you. If it can help you, it can hurt you.
All right.
That's a lot of blood flow.
Right. I just thought maybe it made it, like, almost like a fucking adamantium dick.
No, I think they specifically warn against doing that for that result. Yeah, yeah, I know, I don't think it works.
There might be dimwits out there that might be like, you know, if I take six of them, that's right. Six times harder.
Some people would think that, yeah.
I would love to think that way. Like, from the mines of Wakanda. Come here, snicked.
Did you see it? Wait, go ahead, Mick.
No, I'm sure there are people who think that way and they suffer the consequences.
Mm.
So this is your warning if you're listening. Don't take six at one time.
Don't take six at one point.
Yeah, I'm sorry. What were you about to say?
Well, I'm rolling the dice on this story. The Georgia teen who got charged with killing the high school teacher and the prank gone wrong. Did you see that?
No.
I'm really torn on this one because normally I'm like, fucking kids, you know, and forgetting my own youth.
Yes.
But it's these kids, it was like a senior prank that they were pulling on their teacher who evidently was aware of it. He was like kind of in on
it. Yeah.
And what happened was they were toilet papering his house, and he ran outside to get them, and they took off. You know, they ran, they got in their car, and I guess he slipped and he fell. Somehow he slipped and fell underneath the car, and they ran, killed him. They killed the guy. Or the guy got killed, I should say.
Prank gone wrong.
So
prank gone wrong.
I would. Is there Ring footage?
I haven't seen any.
There's got to be.
Everyone's
got Ring footage.
Because if you're chasing someone, usually that means you're behind the car. You're not in front of the car.
It says, after catching the pranksters doing it, he ran after the teens but slipped and fell into the road because of the rainy weather and was run over.
By the car with the kids or by another car?
By the kids. He was driving his pickup truck away. The five teens gave first aid to the injured teacher before first responders arrived and rushed him to a hospital where he later died of injuries. His wife, Laura, had previously called for charges against the teens to be dropped. This is a terrible tragedy, and our family is determined to prevent a separate tragedy from occurring, ruining the lives of these students.
Oh, so they don't even want to press charges.
They don't want to press charges, wow. But the prosecutor's like, no, I want to. I want to get these guys.
I think there might be more to the story than we're getting then, if the prosecution feels that there's something there. I mean, first off, how are you in front of the car if you're chasing the car?
Well, I mean, you can run to the side of it, right? You can run up along the side and then fall.
Yeah, like underneath. If they were parked in front of his house, like two cars.
They backed up and ran him over.
Doesn't look that way.
Like if he was running in front of their car to get around to the driver's side, and then as he's running, he slips and they're already in drive.
And so, should everybody in the car get charges or just the driver?
Just the driver is getting charged.
I think that's fair.
The other people are getting charged with criminal trespassing and littering. Or that was the, I mean, come on.
Yeah, those are.
It's on private fucking property.
It's going to forever. It's hard to recover from that if you're one of the, like if you kill somebody in a prank, a high school prank, senior prank.
But I'm not willing to just
because the wife is like, well, no charges. I would want to hear more about why they want to charge them before making a decision like that we shouldn't charge them because they didn't intend to kill them. You know, a lot of things happen where you didn't intend for it to happen, but you were fucking stupid.
Look, I hate to victim blame here, but is there any onus on this guy who ran out into the road in the rain chasing a truck? Is it partially his fault for doing something?
Well, what should he have done?
I don't know. Let him do it. Come out and be like, hey, you guys.
You would just let someone TP your house?
No, but I mean, if they were students of mine and I recognized them, because evidently this prank was worth 2 points, like the seniors had.
How would you recognize them unless you went to chase the vehicle?
Let's say Rupp and Chuck are TP in your house.
Oh.
You're not just going to sit there and be like, you're going to go out there and you're going to chase them.
I would be like, what are you guys doing? No, I'm not running all the way down to the road in my house. I'd be like, I can't wait until we record because the weirdest thing happened.
Yeah, but you're like, this is why I have guns, man. Yeah. Finally, I get my firearms get put to use.
Yeah,
like,
put one in Chuck's tail.
Get back here, Rupp.
Yeah, I mean, in response to your, like, you would want to know more, that this is pretty much everything I've seen so far. It's like there hasn't been, after it happened, there hasn't been, like, a ton of information beyond that, yeah, that was given.
Did you TP, you ever TP'd a house?
I've never TP'd a house. You?
I tried. I went with a friend, but halfway there, it's the middle of the night.
You had to take a shit.
Toilet paper.
Yeah.
What happened to that toilet paper, man?
No, I chickened out. And my friend kept on going. I turned tail and went back home. I got scared I was going to get caught.
It was mischief night?
It wasn't mischief night. It was just some random night. But
I would go out on mischief night. I never TP'd a house, but I would throw eggs. I soap up windows. You know, I wrote some pretty fucking funny ass shit.
On windows?
On the windows of people's cars. Of
God. Sit on it.
Stick it. No. Yeah, it was a little bit more colorful. than to sit on it. Guys who are like, who always like chases off from playing football on the street.
Okay.
Like because the football may have hit their car and Nerf. Yeah. They paid for that. As I exposed what they put in their mouth.
Right.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
In soap. Everyone to see in soap. Wow. Yeah.
I drew a wild ass on the side of their car.
Oh, yeah. We did some. We would shoot bottle rockets.
Right.
At just houses and shit. Yeah. We were a fucking wild animal. Yeah, look at that. We ran the streets.
It's the kind of shit that if, like, you're right. If somebody was shooting bottle rockets at my house, I'd be like, what the fuck? Like, what is going on here? Like, this is weird.
It's 1983. It was different rules back then.
Yeah, there really were.
No rules.
I remember one night I was working at the supermarket overnights, and some kids came in and bought 3 cases of eggs.
You weren't supposed to sell them to them, right?
I tried to stop the sale.
Of course he did.
You stepped in. You didn't intervene?
I'm like, I called the manager over. I'm like,
he's the biggest fucking cocksucker.
What a stickler, man.
How would you feel if someone egged your house and no one tried to stop it? It was 2 o'clock in the morning.
I would assume nobody was trying to stop it.
It was 2 o'clock in the morning. I said, what teenagers are buying eggs at 2 o'clock in the morning? Three like 36
packs
of eggs.
So your warnings fell on deaf ears?
Yeah.
Like, get him shut the fuck up.
We want to
just
sell
ring
these
him up.
Yeah.
God damn it.
We got shit to sell, man.
It's 3 eggs, cartons of eggs I'm going to sell that I wasn't going to sell. So please, I'm not going to fuck this sale up. Shut the fuck up and bag it.
Yeah, so that somewhere someone will be like, well, my house didn't get egged. I'm sure there was some fucking grocery store clerk who stopped it.
Yeah, my hero.
Sometimes there's a hero that no one ever sees.
Yeah, when the hero comes along. Yeah, what a little bitch. I would just feel like, here you go.
Yeah, he's the fucking – the guy that – yeah, like I would be writing such fucking horrible shit on your windows and soap if I was a kid that you tried to stop us from buying eggs. Oh, yeah. Everybody would know what you put in your mouth, bro.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your butt.
Wherever it fit, that's where it's going.
Yeah, just remember, not all heroes wear 3 pens and an LED light.
Some heroes wear aprons.
Well, how'd you try to stop the sale? Were you renting and raving? Like,
I said, I have to ask my manager if I can approve this sale. Okay. And my manager
How old are you?
28. 30?
Oh, my God.
Shut up, old man.
And my manager just was like, yeah, sell them to him.
Dude, I was in high school and I had a job. I had a job at Foodtown.
That's what this was.
And there was kids that came in that I was in summer school. And one of the kids in my summer school class came in and brought beer. And I didn't even fucking rat him out because I was like, and this is breaking the law, not fucking buying eggs.
Yeah.
And I didn't like the guy either, but I wasn't going to be fucking the hero that stands up and was like, this is wrong.
Right.
I was like, fuck it, man. They didn't care back then. It was 1984. Nobody gives a fuck.
No.
Especially about eggs. Does anybody egg houses anymore?
Oh, apparently, yes.
No, they don't. Do they?
Why were they buying?
No, I'm talking about recently. 2026. Does anybody?
Yeah, not 20 houses? Years ago.
Well, it doesn't make the news, so I can check. But I knew that these kids were, because especially when they went to leave, they had an Astro van,
mm-hmm.
and the window was taken out of the sliding door.
So you knew they were.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, drive by egging.
Yeah.
All the clues pointed to it.
Yeah. But my manager was like, no, just sell me the eggs.
Well, you have your ear stuck firmly to a police scanner. You don't hear about egging on 24th
Street. No, a lot of the police scanners are now encrypted, so I mostly get first aid calls.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why do they do that? So that criminals can't listen in?
It's the radios are cheaper, I guess, and less interference, and the state police can monitor the frequencies, so they know what's going on. It's just easier for communications.
Mm-hmm. I know someone's Jeep is going to get egged this mischief night.
Yeah.
In the airport plaza.
Yep.
I won't notice.
you know what? You're right. It wouldn't matter.
Getting covered.
Got the unlimited wash plan.
You come down, eggs. Licking your Jeep clean.
Ooh, cage free.
Yeah, don't get killed chasing him down. Get him.
Oh, is that Eric?
Don't get killed.
No. He didn't answer. He's probably working.
Well, I'm sure who's ever – I guess the house did get egged, right?
Oh, yeah. I had to get – yeah. They weren't baking cakes at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Damn, you'll never know.
I know.
Never
almost know foiled this plot.
Richard Jewell. You could have been Richard Jewell. Yeah.
See how it worked out for him.
He was a hero. Richard
Jewell. There's a new trend. Now, Ming, I think you eventually told your wife that you and I had a mini bachelor party when you got married.
Yes. Yeah. She knows all about it. Yes.
Walt, his bachelor party was Devil's Game.
Yes.
My bachelor party was sitting around a table podcasting with you guys.
It's great.
But there's a new trend, like, because usually guys go to strip clubs.
Yes.
That's the tried and true classic
bachelor party
move. But women now, instead of getting a stripper, because there was a long period where they were getting strippers, they're now there's a trend towards getting magicians.
Magicians?
Yes.
Wow, that's totally the same.
It's totally the same thing, right?
Do they perform in a banana hammock?
They don't perform in a banana hammock. It's just a regular magician, and it's not like erotic or anything. I read this in the in the paper. Yeah, well, online, but you know, in
so you have like a bachelorette party, and like Harry Blackstone shows up, or David Copperfield, or
I don't think you're getting those guys. I think you're getting a guy like off of Facebook.
Okay, or
you're getting Tom.
Yeah, you're getting Tom the magician.
Okay.
Do you think guys will follow suit?
I'm going to take a wild guess and say no, but
if it's a female magician, maybe, and she's wearing pasties.
Yeah.
I think
but it has to be some sexual element. It can't just be a regular magician.
There
has to be a thong somewhere. Maybe a rabbit has wearing a thong, a little mini thong.
Okay.
There has to be a thong for it to
just
be officially
one thong
a male.
Somewhere. So
a thong has to make an appearance at some point in the night.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah, I don't know if.
I don't think this is going to catch on in the bachelor party community.
Here it is. Get him found it.
Is this an ad?
Hello. That's just someone looking for a magician.
Hello,
for a
we're visiting
party.
In July for a bachelorette, 11 adult girls, and looking for a magician to come to the house. Don't ask.
Don't ask.
LOL. Does anyone have any recommendations?
It still sounds a little like
salacious.
Yeah, it doesn't sound as wholesome as you making it. It does sound like the weird, like stilted wording of it makes it still sound like it's dirty.
Well, I think she's like, normally we would get a stripper, but for some reason we're getting a fucking magician. Don't ask why.
But there's a trend now, you say.
That's what I read. It's a trend. Let's see. Yep. Bridesmaids swear new trend at bachelorette parties is even better than a stripper. Swapping abs and lap dances for a new kind of thrill.
For rabbits and coin tricks.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's a picture of the guy performing. He's just he's like in a suit jacket and a
fully clothed
button-up shirt. Yeah, there he is. Yeah, he's right there.
Oh, yeah. He's
fully dressed.
Yeah.
I wonder how much you can make. He typically performs for an hour.
$100 maybe?
That's it?
I can't imagine there.
That seems like a lot of work, like for an hour.
Would you pay more than 100?
Probably.
For a magician?
Well, if it's a bachelorette party, there's a bunch of girls there. They could all chip in. Even if you got 10 girls and each chip in $20,
right?
Then you got 200 for the magician.
It's an expensive magician, though, man.
I don't know what's a magician's going rate. I'm not even sure.
I have not priced a magician. Yeah.
Oh, here's the thing. It's because they say that no one felt awkward or left out, and everyone was laughing and generally comfortable and amazed, which isn't always the case at bachelorette parties.
Okay, now it all makes sense.
Yeah.
No,
so it's for the other people who aren't into the stripper. Like, you have a friend that's like, ooh,
all right, this is
precious, or they're married or whatever.
This is all inclusive.
Yeah.
He puts shaving cream on his magic wand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then the girls have to lick off the magic wand.
Make it disappear.
Better if it was whipped cream than shaving cream, probably.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, whipped cream.
I heard Jimmy's having like 4 bachelor parties.
Is he really? I haven't been invited to any of them.
Yeah, I don't me either.
I wonder if a magician's been invited to any of them.
Probably. He seems like that kind of guy.
Have you heard of like the themes of these parties?
No. I think like all like the members of his
the Juggalos.
No, like what's the
wedding party?
The wedding party or like vying to throw like the best bachelor party for him.
Oh yeah, it's a competition.
Yeah, I think Chuck wants to be number one.
He's gonna have to hire a magician then.
Yeah,
Yeah, recommend it to him.
Yeah, make that shaving cream disappear.
I meant whipped cream.
Yeah, lunches and cocktails followed by games, dancing, activities. It seems outdated and predictable, they say. I mean, wow, sounds, the world is evolving, huh?
Sounds riveting, but yeah, I don't see a bunch of dudes doing this.
Nah. Why don't you have a stripper? Just you didn't want a stripper, Walt? Or was it your? We think your wife would get upset.
I don't think the devils would have been too
happy. It was a fun bachelor party. I'll say that much. We had a good time.
Yeah. Well, we had fun at ours too. So.
Yeah, we did. We had a good time.
Yeah, we had a real good time.
Ming's bachelor party was me, him, a stripper who we were friends with, and then a teacher who we were friends with. And then we just went to strip clubs and hung out.
Yeah, drank. In good old Jersey. It was fun.
Yeah, it was a good time.
It was fun. Nice. Brian Johnson knows how to throw a party, man.
Yeah. I do it rarely, but I do it. Speaking of parties, Q's turning 50 on, I think it's Sunday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he won't be here, though, so we're going to try to schedule some kind of
to-do. Oh, nice. Big 5-0.
Yeah. Oof. Young Q.
Where's he at right now?
He's down in Key West.
Oh, really? Getting ready?
Sure.
Yeah. Sure. He's there for a week getting ready.
Yeah, it's going to take that much time to...
You excited for QS, Ming?
I'm very excited. Last year was awesome.
Yeah.
And I expect nothing less this year.
And have you announced... Oh, yeah, you announced your father's coming, right?
Yeah.
That, I'm excited about that. I have never met your dad.
Ask these guys what you should do about the jersey.
No, I already ordered it.
Oh, you did? But tell them the dilemma you had.
You had a dilemma with the jersey?
What's going on?
So I wanted to get my dad a jersey so that he was easily identifiable. So in case, I'm not around, people. Well, no, just so if I'm not around, like, you know, someone will at least keep their eye on him.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to order him a Giants jersey?
Okay, so New York Giants.
Yeah, New York Giants.
Cheaper just to pin a note to his shirt, no?
I didn't want him to be easily identifiable as, like, did you think that he would be like, oh my God, that's Phil Simms? Like, what do you mean? Like, how is he easily identifiable?
Well, people would know that he's my father
because he's wearing a Giants jersey
that has "Get Him's Dad" written.
Oh, okay,
in the back.
You're gonna have
Get Him's
Dad.
Okay,
written.
Okay, yeah, okay. Just spell it out for everybody.
Yeah, I ordered a custom jersey for him, but I was trying to find out the right color
of the jersey.
Yeah, like, did he want the white jersey? Would he want the blue jersey?
Okay, sure.
Would he want the, you know?
Okay.
So I was trying to find out which color jersey he wanted, and I was trying to find like the best.
He's trying to find out without asking his father.
Oh,
you want to surprise him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I told him go blue, but it wasn't. The answer wasn't good enough, though.
I was going to go blue too. Yeah,
that's pretty standard.
There's two different. There's like two or three different blue ones.
Oh my God. Can't just home blue
this
Giants.
Is what, this is the.
This is what you guys do all day here.
And I tell him that he asked me. I give an answer, and then it's but it's he doesn't like enough. The answer. No.
No,
I just wanted to know which blue, because again, there's new blue one, there's an old blue one.
I said, get the 80s blue one.
Yeah.
Which is when I ended up
when
doing.
They're champions, yes.
I thought you got the white and the blue.
Eventually, yeah, I did get the.
Yeah, well, they're like $30 jerseys. What the hell? Just
well, no, I went both blue.
Okay.
Yeah, I went both blue.
Okay. Well, then, so he can have one for each day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, do you have a number on his jersey, too?
Yeah, I found that his high school his IQ? Football number.
Oh, the high school football number?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm always 62.
Oh,
yeah.
What was he, a lineman?
I'm not sure. I'm not ever really asked.
Wichita lineman?
No.
Yeah, student.
So, is your dad prone to like just wandering off? Is that...
No, just so like people could, you know, make sure he's being taken care of if I'm like if I'm not available or if I'm doing something. Okay. You know,
now, what does that mean? Like, quote unquote, taken care of. Like what?
And who are these people that are taking charge?
I was just going to ask the other aunt just to, you know, make sure he's having a good time, like type deal.
Right.
Like, you know, he's not being excluded.
What does that entail, though? Like, have a good time. That sounds almost like wink, wink. Make sure he has a good time.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
No, just like, you know, he's not bored, you know, just.
Bored?
Just asking a lot of people.
Now it's on these strangers that he's never spoken to.
To make sure his dad is bored.
To make sure he's entertained and having.
Well, he's not just like sitting by himself. Okay. Yeah, you
but
know,
this is the fevered mind. Like he doesn't, like he
being worried about my father.
No, listen, but you wouldn't even mention this on mic, though. So in his mind, he buys this jersey, two of them.
Yes,
this ensures if, in his brain that if his father is there, if strangers see him, they'll read the back of his jersey, realize it's Get him's father, and then make sure he's not bored. But he would never have put this out there.
No, I was going to say something when we were down there.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Spread the word.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, like, it was like, hey, guys, listen.
Can't that be your responsibility, Ming?
To make sure he's a good time?
Yeah.
Well, when he's in the butterfly sanctuary.
All right. So, like, yeah. So when Ming's in his butterfly costume, he can't make sure he's having a good time. But.
Yeah. Or if I, you know, if they want me to do
something. What are you doing now? You can't make sure.
If they want me to do something. I've already offered myself for down there. So I.
As what?
Whatever they wanted me to do.
No, talk about for your father. Yeah, Why can't you make sure your dad's having a good time?
Again, if I'm doing something.
What are you doing?
I've already offered to do anything they wanted me to do.
What did you do last year?
I was helping Chuck with the recording and stuff.
Yeah, you were on stage.
I was on stage, yeah. Okay. So.
So your dad will be left alone when you do those things?
Yeah.
All right. So ants who are coming. You know now there's going to be like any number of ants are now going to like – they're going to want to like – basically tag along with your dad.
Let's steer clear. Yeah. Get him's dad. Otherwise, I've got to entertain him.
No, I think there's some that will be like, I want to watch.
Oh, yeah. You can hang out with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now he's going to have plenty.
Yeah.
Probably too many.
I just, you know.
How much would you hate that if like one of your daughters did that to you? Make sure everybody's around my dad at all times.
Make sure you talk to him and don't leave him alone.
Don't let him get bored.
Don't let him be bored.
Yeah. Now, what do you want? You can see, there's tons of different jerseys out there.
So, what would be a bridge too far, though? Like, all of a sudden, you know, after helping Chuck, you kind of go, "Where's my dad?" And then you find out, like, some ants took him to, like,
what if we
strip club?
Yeah, what if they took him to
the Garden of Eden? Let's say we took him to the Garden of Eden.
What's the naked bar?
That's it. That's the Garden of Eden.
Yeah, and he was like basically like painting the town red.
Okay, good for
and then
him.
His girlfriend found out back home, and she broke up with him. And it's all your fault.
That's on him. That's on me.
Is your dad committed?
Yeah, he's had a girlfriend for 30 something years.
Wow. Okay, so can't.
Yeah, you can't get crazy.
Can't mess that up.
Yeah, don't get the man. Fucking.
Hey, what happens in Q West stays in Q West.
That's not really.
I doubt his girlfriend listens to the pod. Like I said, I'm looking out for my father.
Have the jerseys come yet?
No.
No? You're getting nervous at the beginning?
A little.
Well, they're coming from China, right?
Yeah.
I'm assuming?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a Chinese New Year. They don't do any work down there. So.
But it's over now.
It's your father. Why aren't you just going out into the fucking Dick's and buy him a fucking Giants jersey?
No, it's $100.
That has Gidim's dad on the back?
Yeah.
They'll
do that.
At Dick's.
Yes.
They will. But
they will.
It'll cost you like 10 times as much.
It's his father.
It's true.
He is my father, but I'm still me.
And it's guaranteed to be here on time. You don't have to, like, stress and worry about
it. Now you're all stressed about it.
Well, I'm not really stressed. They said that it would be here on time, so I trust China. Okay. All right. They called me friend, so it's, you know, they told me, do not worry, friend.
Dear friend, it will be there. Yeah. Do not worry.
Yep. All right, China, I trust you.
Don't trust the Chinese schedule. Do not trust the Chinese. Well, good luck. I'm glad we have an identifying marker now, so we know it's your dad. So
if you see anybody in a Giants jersey,
yes,
it could be Gidim's father.
Could be Gidim's father.
I'm going to get Mary Beth once as Bri's wife.
Jersey?
Yeah. What kind of jersey should I get her?
See, okay, we got it.
We already fucking...
You're welcome, friend.
We cannot have another fucking bug everybody about what jersey you should buy. You already did that. Already forget him.
God damn.
You're going to have to decide what jersey to get her on your own.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, jersey of a winner.
What else, man? Anything else where we hit the road?
I think that's it. Thanks for having me back. I miss this, man. This is fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
We miss
sitting around shooting the shit.
Yeah.
It's a good time, right?
Like it. Everyone's like, why aren't you on more? It's like, well, they found someone even more messed up than I am to
Who's
feature.
That?
I'm sitting across from
him. Oh, no. That's not the case. We're not going any more low blows like that.
No more low blows.
No, really? Seriously.
Yeah, no more low blows?
No, it's loving ribs now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's got to be more... Like a yuck
okay.
kind of, like not below the belt.
Okay, they're laughing with me, not at me.
Yes.
Below the belt and he spazzes out.
If I could feel it.
Has little Gidim returned to life?
He's been getting more and more feeling back, yeah.
Good. Wow, it's been months then.
It was on the slow decline, yeah.
Wow, just in time for Key West.
Yeah. Entertain my dad, I'm going to bang this broad.
Yeah, will your dad be a good wingman, you think, or would he be a bad wingman?
Yeah, like if he comes home and he comes to where you're staying, he sees a tie on the bedroom door.
Yeah, a sock.
Doorknob, yeah.
Or an LED, a scrolling LED sign. Do not enter. Yeah, they turn for 30 minutes.
I think he might be happy.
Oh, I think he'd be very happy.
Yeah.
So, is
my
he,
boy.
Yeah, I mean, is he cool? Or is he doesn't. He won't cock block you, right? I don't. Like, Dad.
I think unintentionally he might.
Unintentionally.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
I don't think Q wants you banging anybody on that fucking trip.
No, I think. Better safe than sorry.
Yeah, I think you better just tell people it's still numb. Yeah.
I'm not even going to bang my wife to play it safe.
Just tell everybody. Let's just get it out there right now. If anybody is interested in getting him, his cock is still numb.
Yeah. doesn't work.
At least until fucking.
Doesn't work.
Until next September.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll wake it up when September ends.
It could paralyze him. Don't even try.
Tell him, Steve, Dave.